Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new.
And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Sousa Wacky.
A good day, great day, and a new day. Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Michigan, and on the World Wide Web, if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. Today, with my expert guest, we are going to talk about skin cancer. And then back in the days of the ancient Roman Greek, a tan was a complete no-no, as it was related to the poor or those working as servants in the field. And I'm sure you remember our Victorian ladies and the Southern belles who never went outside without their hats or parasols because they wanted to make sure that they protected their skin and delicate features. Well, we can blame it on style icon Coco Chanel in the 1920s. She came back from a holiday in the south of France with a great tan. It was then that being bronze became fashionable. And in the 1940s, suntan lotion became very popular. And in the 1950s, the bikini was the most talked about fashion accessory. And then suddenly a tan became a symbol of having money and leisure time. And by the late 70s, a whole generation began to bake themselves. Now let's roll it forward four decades, and you have approximately 1.3 million Americans diagnosed with skin cancer annually, and most of them are over 50. My two expert doctors from the Northwest Center for Advanced Skin Cancer in Hoffman Estates are my guests today. And my first doctor is Dr. Nanette Lichois, one of the nation's leading skin care specialists and head of the Northwest Center for Advanced Skin Care Surgery. Welcome, Dr. Lichois, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. So nice to be here.
Well, I appreciate you being on. We are at that time of year when people really need to be aware and protect themselves. And as we get started, I'd like for you to give our listeners a little bit about your background. You have a very extensive background being one of the nation's leading skin cancer specialists.
Well, thank you. I do have quite a bit of training in skin cancer. I did first an MD and a PhD at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, and my PhD was focused on specifically cancer and then skin cancer. I then went on to do a dermatology residency at Harvard, and it's unique in that we had seven different hospitals. And that provided a nice, diverse array of experiences. And then I specialized in specifically a type of surgery for skin cancer called the Mohs technique, and that was also a Harvard-affiliated program. At that point, I joined Johns Hopkins University and was the director for their cutaneous skin cancer surgery program for over 5 years, and I have recently moved to the Illinois area where I'm enjoying seeing patients in the northwest suburbs in Hoffman Estates.
Now, is the Mohs technique something that's very common that people, doctors use all over the country?
Well, it's becoming more known, and certainly in certain areas of the country, it's very well known. It actually was created right up the street in Wisconsin by Dr. Mohs. And he developed this during the 1950s. And he realized that under the microscope, he wasn't seeing the true tumor. Because if you picture the skin, and the skin is quite large. It's the largest organ on your body, and it actually is considered an organ. If you take out a part of the skin and under the microscope, it comes back as negative, the tumor has been removed, there's nothing at the margins, then Dr. Mohs asked the question, why does the skin cancer come back? And what he realized was it was actually the processing of the tissue. And that's really the management of the tissue is really the defining feature of the Mohs procedure. The way I like to explain it to patients is picture a loaf of bread and the slices on the loaf of bread. If you had a little spot of mold on the bread and you had, depending on the slice, you might not see the mold if you pulled out a middle section and the mold is at the end of the bread. So what we need to do is get a picture all the way around of the bread. And the way we do that in the Mohs technique, pretend you're in an airplane flying over a lake. And somehow, some way, surgically, you remove all the water in the lake, and you're in your airplane looking down at where the water used to be, and what you see under the microscope, let's say, is all the underground tributaries. So you have to have that picture in your mind, so it's a different way. We're not going through literally like slices of bread. What we're doing is we're getting a picture of all the water streams underground, above ground, and it's a different view. And that has two advantages specifically. Number one, it is cosmetically sparing. We do not take out too much tumor because we do not stitch you up until you are totally clear.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to take too much. You don't have to guess a centimeter on this side and a centimeter on the other side. And when you add the tumor up, that equals a full inch. And on the eyelid, an inch is an awfully large area.
Absolutely.
And so what we do is we start small and minimalistic, and then we track where the tumor is going, and we only go back to that area. So cosmetically, it's sparing, and most people care about the length of scar on their face.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it has a higher cure rate, because sometimes when tumors get to be of a certain size, you don't stitch it up like a zipper, literally. What you do is you slide tissue around and do a little, it's almost like sewing, really, a little twist, a little movement from the side areas can really help, and that's pretty common. The trouble is when you shift around tissues and you have positive tumor, you don't know where to go. Where was the initial tumor before you started sliding things around?
Mm-hmm. So what is the success rate when someone is diagnosed with skin cancer? And I'm sure it varies from person to person and different, you know, where it's at on the body and all those factors come into play. But, I mean, if people go in early and they catch it early, is there, like most all cancers, just a really greater success rate where it won't come back?
Absolutely. For all types of skin cancer, the name of the game is diagnose it early and treat it early. Mm-hmm. And for very early stage skin cancers, the cure rate can be 99% or higher, which is really astonishing. Unfortunately, a lot of people neglect the symptoms and signs, or they get busy in their lives. Or unfortunately, some people don't have health care and don't have access. And then what happens is they unfortunately come in later, and the surgeries are bigger, the chances for recurrence are greater, and the chance for complications can be significant.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, too, because it grows slowly, that people put it off. They say, oh, you know what, that's just a little mole, and I'm going to leave it alone and see what happens with it. And I don't think that people realize that if it you know, what are some of the indicators that they should not let it, you know, wait on it or wait to go see a doctor?
Well, keep in mind there are many, many types of skin cancer. So the big one we hear about is melanoma. And melanoma is a serious form of skin cancer. Left untreated, it will eventually go to lymph nodes and the brain and cause death. And unfortunately, in this country, you know, other types of cancers, the mortality has gone down. In other words, there are fewer people dying mm-hmm. of other types of cancer, such as breast, colon, prostate. Those are cancers where we have had great success in finding cures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, melanoma, the mortality has actually gone up.
Oh, that's not good. Well, we're going to break here real quick, and when we get back, I'm here with Dr. Nanette Lichois with the Northwest Center for Advanced Skin Cancer in Hoffman Estates. And don't go away. We're going to find out what the risk factors for skin cancer is when we get back. And that Skin Cancer Center is 847-884-1108. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Mom's Alzheimer's is getting worse. She's having more bad days now. I lay awake at night worried the phone will ring. Is she wandering again? I feel so guilty for not being there with her more, but I've got my kids and my work. If we have to pay for full-time care, it'll wipe us out.
You need answers about Alzheimer's, resources, financial guidance, and compassion.
I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do.
Reach out to Law Elder Law. We're a compassionate law group that can help you cope with Alzheimer's. We have a vast library of resources and a long list of contacts. We can help you preserve your family's financial resources so you can provide the best possible care for your loved one. Call for your personalized family strategy session and caregiver blueprint at 855-ELDER-LAW. Rick Law and his compassionate team at Law Elder Law can help you preserve your stability and dignity. Call 855-ELDER-LAW, 855-ELDER-LAW.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And yes, it is that time of year. We all love the feeling of being in the sun. And then again, there is skin cancer, which I'm talking to Dr. Nanette Lichois from the Northwest Center for Advanced Skin Cancer in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. And her number is 847-884-1108. And Dr. Lichois, I would like for you to talk about the risk factors for skin cancer.
Sure. The risk factors for skin cancer are very crystal clear. Anybody who has had a skin cancer is at risk. So you have over a 50% chance of developing another skin cancer. If you have a family member who's had skin cancer, then you yourself should wonder if you need a dermatologic exam or if you will develop skin cancer. Fair skin, so anybody who has had a lot of sunburns or sun exposure, if you have blue or green eyes, and more than 200 moles.
Interesting. Which leads me to the moles. What do people look for, or I'm sure the moles are a little different. What should they be concerned about when they're looking at a mole?
Well, we call it the ABCDs.
Okay.
Many people develop moles. Many people have dark-looking moles. The ABCDEs are a mnemonic to remind people of what to look for, and I can run through it.
Okay.
A is for asymmetric. One side does not look like the other side. B is the borders. If the borders start looking jaggedy, like the coast of Maine, mm-hmm. then that is a suspicious mole clinically. That needs to be looked at. C is the color. If the color is changing, if it's weird, sometimes moles are kind of speckly, that's a concern. Sometimes they have abnormal colors like purple or gray or white in them. That's not normal. That needs to get looked at. D is the diameter. If the diameter is more than 6 millimeters or increasing in size. E is evolution. Any mole that wasn't like that before needs to be looked at, because a benign mole can actually eventually turn into a melanoma later on down the line. And so if a patient tells me that mole's been there for a long time, it got bigger and darker, that warrants a biopsy, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that people really realize the risk here with skin cancer, or at least we're becoming much more aware of it because it's talked about a lot on the news. Why do you think it's on the rise?
It's on the rise for many reasons, and I'll list the major reasons. First of all, we have a lack of public health regarding the issue in comparison to other countries such as Australia. That's the first thing. The second thing is that although it's on the rise and unfortunately afflicts many young people, and many young people are currently dying of the disease, 8,000 people a year are going to die just of melanoma this year. People just don't realize until they know somebody personally who dies. And so people aren't taking it seriously enough. Another problem is we've had increasing sun exposure over the past 60, 70 years, and sun exposure is fun. It is fun to be in the sun. I'm actually a fan of going to the beach myself, but people are not being sensible anymore. 100 years ago, people used parasols. They covered up. Now people believe that a tan is beautiful. I'm not arguing with that, but there are some nice alternatives to having a tan. If you use a hat, that's helpful. Sunscreen is helpful. They have nice sun protective clothing available these days. So there are things that we could do as a public to help prevent problems in the future.
Yeah, I kind of wonder where it's all going because it is on the rise. I mean, I've heard that skin cancer is one of the fastest growing cancers.
Correct. And I'm seeing more and more and more of it. And I'm doing a lot of public education myself where I'm not being compensated because I frankly, even though I do get paid to treat skin cancer, I'm disappointed to see that people are not paying enough attention.
Mm-hmm. And you talked a little bit about Australia. I know that they've got a slip, slap, slop theory, and you want to go over what that is?
Sure. That's actually a wonderful campaign that started in the 1980s. They've had a very successful go of it. And it basically, anyone who's interested further could go online and just look up Australia skin cancer awareness. Slip, slop, slap is their slogan. And basically, it's easy. You slip on a shirt, slop on some sunscreen, and slap on a hat. And it's, you know, if you have those three things by the door, then you won't forget. Mm-hmm. I keep sunscreen in my glove compartment of my car so that when I find myself driving, even in the wintertime and it's a bright sunny day, I can protect the backs of my hands because you just don't think about it.
Yeah, that's just that people think if it's not summertime, you know, you're completely free from it. But no, the sun can be strong all times during the year. Of course, there's times when it's stronger, but
right.
You should really be using sunscreen pretty much if you're out in the sun all year round, correct?
Correct. And the other thing I would say, we went over melanoma. There is another form called non-melanoma, and there are 82 different types of non-melanoma skin cancer, 82 different types. But the biggest thing I tell people to look for the non-melanoma skin cancers is a pimple that doesn't heal. A pimple that doesn't heal is not a pimple.
Interesting. That's very interesting. Well, what is your view on tanning beds? I'm just curious.
I think they're dangerous. I think the tanning bed lobby is very strong and is doing everything they're they can to prevent legislation. I've been actively involved in trying to protect minors from tanning beds. And some states are succeeding. Some areas of Texas have done a nice job. Maryland, specifically where I'm from, and I was actually chair of the committee, they've done a nice job. But basically, there are studies that show it's addictive.
Mm-hmm.
There are studies that show it has increased rates of melanoma, a deadly form of skin cancer, and studies also show it has higher rates of non-melanoma skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It also, the tanning beds promote wrinkling of the skin. And, I mean, if you want to look 80 when you're 50, it's a wonderful way to promote aging.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these girls look silly when I see them. Their skin looks almost purple, and they don't realize it because they are addicted to it.
Yeah, I think I do know some people that are always year-round tan, and they are using the tanning beds. I'm thinking, you know, what are you really doing to your skin or to your health in general? Because I don't think that people are really aware of what skin cancer can do. It can cause you to die, basically, if you're not aware enough.
Correct. And I would like to tell you about the last patient that I had at Johns Hopkins that I diagnosed with melanoma. And he was a lovely 24-year-old boy with a wonderful life ahead of him, and he did not have health care. So he ignored this changing mole on his back that got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger till finally his girlfriend said, you know, I'm going to do something harmful if you don't get that looked at. By the time he came in, it was already all throughout his body and his brain. The hardest thing in my life that I have had to do is look into the eyes of his father, because he asked me, what are his chances of survival? And I had to tell him the truth. Less than 20% chance of survival in 5 years. This boy was not going to make it till 30.
And this all started with a mole that was not looked at.
Correct. No, a mole that was looked at and changing, and he didn't get a biopsy because he didn't have health care.
Mm. Oh, that's so sad. Well, we are getting short on time here, and real quick, I'd like your words of wisdom today.
Oh, prevention is the key. Early diagnosis is the key. And come in early and get treated and get diagnosed. And it's small when it's early.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Nanette Lachois with the Northwest Center for Advanced Skin Cancer and Hoffman Estates. This is Aging Info Radio, and I have another guest coming on. We're going to continue our conversation on skin cancer. We'll be right back.
You promise yourself you'll take care of your painful, swollen legs. You'll feel great again and get your life back. Call USA Vein Clinics and find out about a non-surgical, virtually painless laser procedure called EVLT that takes less than 15 minutes and is covered by Medicare. At USA Vein Clinics, thousands have overcome leg pain, burning, itching, swelling, and cramps. With leg vein problems, serious complications can occur, so don't wait. Call USA Vein Clinics now, day or night, at 773-303-1012.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit Illinois Spinal Care. spinalcare.com.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, if everyone is thinking alike, then somebody isn't thinking. My next guest is Dr. Susan Leibovitz. She is the president of Northwest Dermatology out of the Northwest Center for Advanced Skin Cancer Surgery in Hoffman Estates. And Susan has 30 years experience diagnosing and treating skin disorders. Welcome, Dr. Leibovitz, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
I appreciate you joining me today. You have quite the background. And with you, you've been diagnosing and treating skin disorders for the past 30 years. How has your patient population changed over these years?
Well, it's amazing that so much time has gone by so quickly. Patients are more aware now of their moles and are becoming more educated. So it seems that these days I have a lot more patients coming in to have mole checks than we used to. So that's actually a good thing that people are more aware of their skin. We are seeing an increase in skin cancer both in the common basal cell type and the melanoma type. Basal cell seems to be developing even in younger patients. We've had some in their 20s and 30s with basal cell. Melanoma seems to strike younger people in the 40s and 50s. So we are seeing more patients with melanoma. Statistically, melanoma seems to be more common, actually, in men over the age of 50, but I believe due to more sun exposure in young women, some with suntan parlors, some just with outdoor activities, we are also seeing more in young women as well.
Now, with the men over 50, is that due to the fact that many of them work outside or they have jobs outside or they're on the golf course?
Well, all of that contributes. Sometimes men are not aware of moles on their back, and it seems that melanoma seems to be more common on the back in men over 50, and they may not be really aware of it. And I think having been out in the sun in bathing trunks and exposing the back over the years does increase the risk. They have found now that the lifetime risk for a man developing melanoma is 1 in 36 people. So 1 out of 36 men sometime in their life may develop a melanoma, whereas for a woman now it's 1 in 55. Women seem to do a little bit better, even though it is increasing in younger women now, so it remains to be seen what will happen in the future down the road. But it used to be statistics were 1 in 75 or 1 in 100 10, 15 years ago, so that's definitely increased.
Well, it's good that the awareness is coming up, but I'm also wondering with women, there's a lot of sunblock is becoming more in lotions and cosmetics that could also be protecting their skin to some degree, where men don't use those products.
That's very true. That is very true. And women are more aware of using moisturizers and makeups with sunscreen on a daily basis because it's the daily sun exposure, just going in and out of the car, a little sun here, a little sun there. It adds up and it has a cumulative effect.
Absolutely. Now, what can people do to protect their skin, or just say for the male listeners out there with, you know, more men being diagnosed with skin cancer?
One thing is the sun protection, basically using a sunscreen with the sun protection factor 30 or higher is what I generally recommend. In addition, wearing a hat, sunglasses, trying to limit the sun exposure. For men who are out golfing, perhaps reapplying the sunscreen after a couple hours at the turn, after 9 holes, getting that sunscreen reapplied is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it says 6-hour protection, after a couple hours, it may lose some of its effectiveness and should be reapplied.
Protect your skin is what I say. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and when we get back from break, I'm going to find out from Dr. Leibovitz about these brown spots and, you know, what with people getting more and more of them as the seasons go by, is there a possibility that they could turn into skin cancer? And this is Aging Info Radio. You want to stay right here on AM 560, and we will be right back.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call, ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E. Are you worried about your parents falling in their own home? Are your parents moving in with you? Whether in your home or theirs, Generation Renovation specializes in evaluating, designing, and renovating living spaces to accommodate your tastes and the changing needs of an elderly or handicapped person. From simply adding a walk-in shower and safety bars to making an entire home wheelchair accessible, Generation Renovation is the only call you have to make. For your free in-home evaluation, call 224-795-8310 or visit generationrenovation.com.
LongTermCare.com.
Meeting long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. Mega LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at Mega Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGALTC.com. A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Yes, I'm talking to Dr. Susan Leibovitz from, she's the president of Northwest Dermatology and actually with the Northwest Center for Advanced Skin Cancer Surgery out of Hoffman Estates. And their number is 847-884-1108. And Dr. Leibovitz, I'm curious, these brown spots, or as my grandmother used to call them, liver spots, what are they, and are they a sign that you should really look at the possibility of them leading into skin cancer?
Well, Sue, people do tend to develop more brown spots with time. As time goes on, people do develop these, partly from the genetic tendency and mostly from sun exposure. People do develop more brown spots. They call them liver spots, which is a lay term because it used to be thought they were the color of raw liver, but they have nothing to do with the liver. They're just a sign of sun exposure. Most of the brown spots just stay that way and never turn into anything, but it's a sign that there could be additional sun damage from sun exposure, and it's a sign that good sun protection is in order in the way of long sleeves, sunscreen, sun protection. If any of these brown spots do suddenly change in size, shape, or color, they should definitely be checked. The majority of these are just so-called age spots that people just keep getting more of as time goes on. So the best prevention is the daily application of a lotion with sunscreen. Sometimes these can be treated with lasers or liquid nitrogen for cosmetic reasons. But again, if any of them do change, then they should really be checked.
Mm-hmm. Now, in some Sunbelt parts of the country, you see elderly people who are very, very wrinkled and very tan. And is this, I mean, I know some of the risk factors are genetic. Is this most likely a sign of skin cancer?
Well, the wrinkly skin is a sign of sun damage, and it's basically years of sun damage where the sun hits the skin and it actually damages the DNA in the skin, and that releases these free radicals. So that what happens is the skin becomes rougher, the pigment irregular, there's broken capillaries, and the collagen breaks down. So the skin thins out and becomes quite wrinkly. And that's generally worse in fair-complected people and in the southern United States where people are exposed to the sun year-round, you do tend to see more of that intense wrinkling. And so that is a sign of many years of sun exposure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It takes a long time to get those that many wrinkles from the sun.
Right,
you know,
right.
Many years. Now, I'd like to know your opinion on sunlight and the vitamin D conversation. What's your view on this?
Right. It's become a hot topic lately. Vitamin D has been in the news a lot as far as preventing cancer. And vitamin D is really necessary, and it's helpful to have a good level of vitamin D. Doctors seem to be checking that these days. But really, just a minimal amount of sun exposure will allow people to absorb vitamin D. It really only takes 5 or 10 minutes, just a small amount of exposure. But in areas where we are in the northern United States, the days are cloudy, we have long winters, and people really should not plan on getting their vitamin D from the sun. It's much better to get the vitamin D from diet or food supplements. And really, food supplements with vitamin D really work just as well as vitamin D from the sun.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've also heard people say I really need to tan before I go on a vacation, especially in the middle of winter. I mean, if you don't live where you live in the area of the country that we're in, you may not get any sun for months, and then you're hitting a tropical island. What is your opinion here about tanning before vacation?
Well, we really don't recommend going to tan before vacation. I know a lot of people like to do that, and they feel if they have a little color, it will protect them. But the little bit of color may give them a false sense of security, because people do still burn, especially if they're not used to being out in the sun and they go away in the middle of winter. So we generally advise, when you go away, just to use the higher sunscreen, like a number 50. One of those higher numbers will give a little extra benefit when you're not used to being in the sun. And not to plan on laying out all day the first day. Try and limit the exposure to an hour to a couple hours the first day, and try and build up a little bit as the week goes on.
And that's the key. It's got to be a gradual thing. Well, I'd like for you real quickly to give your words of wisdom today, Dr. Leibovitz. We have run out of time.
Okay, well, daily sun protection with sunscreen on a daily basis. I have the sunscreen. And partner up with a friend or a spouse to check your back in areas of the skin where you can't see for any new or funny looking moles.
Absolutely. And just real quick, if we squeeze it in, what about the relabeling with the sunscreens?
Well, the FDA is in the process of a relabeling, which won't go into effect now until 2013. But sunscreens will be labeled broad spectrum if they screen against UVB, which is the burning rays, and UVA.
And there you go. There you go. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Leibovitz. I'm sorry to cut you off. This is Aging Info Radio, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
You promise yourself you'll take care of your painful, swollen legs. You'll feel great again and get your life back. Call USA Vein Clinics and find out about a non-surgical, virtually painless laser procedure called EVLT that takes less than 15 minutes and is covered by Medicare. At USA Vein Clinics, thousands have overcome leg pain, burning, itching, swelling, and cramps. With leg vein problems, serious complications can occur, so don't wait. Call USA Vein Clinics now, day or night, at 773-303-1012.
Hi, this is Susa Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Wrapping up today's show today. Yes, the sun feels wonderful and you look great tan, but do it the Aussie way. Slip, slap, and slop. That's right. Slip on a shirt, slap on a hat, and slop on some sunscreen. And make sure if you have a mole on your body that you have noticed is changing, just go get it checked out. Sooner is always better. And if you can stay out of the sun during the peak hours, you're better off too. So once again, that's slip, slap, and slop. Don't forget that. And if you are in need of long-term care insurance, I have MAGA Long-Term Care. And they've been doing long-term care insurance for 38 years. This is all that they focus on in the Chicagoland area. You can contact Brian Gordon at 800-533-6242. And keep in mind, the younger you are and the healthier you are, the lower the premiums are. And a reverse mortgage can greatly impact your financial situation if you are at least 62 years old and have equity in your home. And contact Larry Hanover. He is your reverse mortgage expert. Larry is one of two certified reverse mortgage professionals in Illinois. And that is why you need to talk to Larry Hanover at 847-466-1800. And I have a save the date at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst of Saturday, July 21st. It's Women's Appreciation Day. From 9:30 till 2, they have so much going on that day with massages, reflexology, raffle prizes, and more. And they're located at 275 North York Road in Elmhurst. And once again, that's Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. And Daisy May, are you ready to tell us what you think of pause today? Speak. No, not yet. Well, my pause pooch of the week is Brooklyn, a six-month-old male shepherd. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. And, of course, Brooklyn is waiting with his paws crossed. He is so cute. Once again, their number is 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. They have many dogs up for adoption, and they will keep you healthy and active. And thank you to my guests today, Dr. Nanette Lachoix and Dr. Susan Leibovitz, the Northwest Center for Advanced Skin Care Surgery, and their number is 847-884-1108. Thank you to my listeners, Debbie, my awesome technical programmer in AM 560. You can stay tuned right here to AM 560. The Retirement Solution Show is coming up next. And I will be back next Saturday. I'm Susan Wacky, your host. And don't forget to go to our website at aginginforadio.com. All my guests are shown with the podcast and their contact information. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio for Boomer. boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.